time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again, and hey, I've got some zoo tickets, and I got some Zumbezi Bay tickets now, too. Okay, so, folks, let me see what else I could ask you today that you can answer. All these streets in Marion. I went through this once. That was the most interesting thing, to ask you about different streets in Marion. And there's one street in Marion that there's in Massachusetts. There's one city, and let me see, it goes by the one name, and then, let me see, I think it two different names, and it's in Massachusetts. There's a street in Marion with that name, and the street that I am talking about is composed of something you retire upon and something you might drive. Oh, my land. How complicated can it get? A street in Marion that has in its name something you would recline on and something you would drive. It's also the name of two cities in Massachusetts. And yes, yeah. Your Irish festival. Oh, right on. Okay. Are you guys two enough?
Yeah, plenty.
Okay. Well, give somebody the other one.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Have fun. All right. Okay. And name that street in Marion. There's a city in Massachusetts. There's it goes by two different names, but the last name is the same. You know, a lot of cities up east are north or south or new or whatever. And okay, a street in Marion, and in the name of that street is something you would recline upon and something you would drive. I'll figure that one out. Okay, and I've got tickets to the zoo and Zumbezi Bay. All right, and I also haven't had answered yet the daughter of a president, a street in Marion with that name. Now, going back to Natalie, it's too bad that Brandon wasn't listening out in at Travis Air Force Base. He's probably I wonder if he's off work yet.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was someday, if we could get the two of you together on the air this far apart, that would really be fascinating.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah. Brandon is such a good kid. And Brandon and Natalie, the brother and sister, they're great. And so, Natalie, you're going to get your nails done today. Now, where do you go to have that done? Do they have a place in the Southland Mall yet? or is this downtown? Or
I don't really know where we're going.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. I was going to say there's a place in the Southland Mall that used to be right across from where we broadcast. And that was the busiest place in the mall. If nobody was doing any business, the nail place was. And I never realized so many women like to have their nails done.
Yeah.
So what all do they do when you're doing your nails? They clean under them and they shape them, do they?
Yes.
Okay.
There's different types of ways you could get your nails done.
Okay. And do they end up painting them?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Okay. And you pick out the color. They show you the colors you can choose from?
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed, too, in this one place that used to be across from us, I thought sometimes the people doing the wore masks over their nose.
Like face masks?
Yeah.
Fumes,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
It smells.
Yeah, okay. Now, are there other things you can put on your things you can glue on top of your nails?
There's, like, extensions.
Extension, okay.
And
but doesn't that get in your way? Now, when you're texting, that'd be hard to manage. Oh, use your thumbs? No.
You, like, use, like, the, not the tip of your finger,
yeah.
But, like, the flat
oh,
part
the flat,
of your finger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When I text, everything, it comes out as a jumble. My fingers are too wide or something. Now, I can send Morse code faster than I can text. That's for sure. All right. So, since you're in middle school, you'll be doing cheerleading and violin playing. Any other activity?
I was thinking about playing soccer this next year.
Soccer, yeah. That's a popular sport. And you play that in all kinds of weather, too, when it's getting cooler or warmer and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a lot of activities. I don't think River Valley schools are ever closed completely. It seems like there's something going on every day.
Yeah.
And the parking lot out in front is usually filled up this time of the year. I suppose teachers are coming back, getting everything all together, all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you have assigned chairs? Do they make you sit in one particular place? Or do you just grab any chair you want?
If the teacher likes the class you are in, you could sit anywhere you want.
Okay.
But if, like, your class gets in trouble a lot, then they will put you in assigned seats.
Okay. Now, what do they do for kids that act up in school? What kind of punishment or what kind of correction is there?
We have the discipline system. It's with, like, plus and minuses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, if you do something that's bad, then you would either get a -1, -2.
Does that come out on your grade card?
No.
No?
But it's like, we used to have marks, but we don't anymore. They changed it. So it's for a rewards trip. It's just so you could go to that, so you're good.
Okay. Yeah, another thing, too, we've often talked about cursive. You use absolutely no cursive, right?
I don't.
Okay. Are there any occasions where you would need to do cursive? Apparently not, huh?
I mean, if we're, like, signing papers, maybe.
Yeah. I often wonder, too, when people sign their paychecks later in life, you have to almost use cursive. I don't know if they take... Now, there's a good question. Would they take printing on a check instead of cursive? I don't know if they accept that or not.
I don't know either.
Because, well, we don't write that many checks. That's for sure. Not like we used to. Oh, my land. I was just keeping track of the checks you wrote is something else. Okay. Oh, we have a caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good morning, Charlie. I understand the schools are going back to cursive, which I think is a very good idea because you had some answers or questions there that I also asked about if you couldn't write cursive.
That's right. If you couldn't write cursive, how do you sign your paycheck?
That is true.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get your whole question, but would it be Hill Street?
No, it wasn't Hill Street.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But let me see, what else? Yeah, that's all you had in school was cursive. You learned how to do cursive with those things on top of the bulletin board, did you? Remember those?
Yeah, you're right.
Those letters?
A, B, C, D, all of those, yes.
I had a hard time with D's.
Yes.
It always reminded me of Donald Duck.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, well, thanks. Okay.
Yeah, I would like to also say that our church tonight is having an ice cream social.
Oh, tell me where.
Prospect Street United Methodist on South Prospect Street across from the fire station.
All right, and what are the hours?
4:30 to 7.
I'm glad you called. See,
yeah.
More groups ought to do this, ought to call us and let us know.
Well, you know, I think since WMRM's not, because they used to announce it on there.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I bet Linda don't even think about calling WWGH. So that's why I'm doing it.
Okay, that's good. Now, once again, the Ice Cream Social is tonight?
Tonight at
4:30.
Prospect Street Methodist Church.
Okay.
Across from the fire station.
Right. Easy to find, parking lot behind.
There is one, a big parking lot on the south side.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yes.
All right, well, I hope you get a big crowd.
All right, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right, Natalie. Busy. It's getting to be a busy day. As more and more people find us, as more and more people notice that we're here. Oh, now, okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, my son is 26 years old. He never learned cursive writing, so he has to print everything.
Okay, even like a paycheck?
Yes, every document. I mean, he doesn't know how. He never learned it.
They'll accept the printing?
Yes.
I was wondering, you know, when you go to cash a check, and you put it in the automatic thing in the teller, and apparently printing is all okay.
Yes.
Yeah. He's 26. Wow.
Yeah, they stopped. We were in Connecticut, and they just started. They didn't teach spelling, and they didn't teach cursive writing.
Interesting. They didn't teach spelling?
No.
Oh, my. That's... Yeah, okay.
Well, it was a focus. We were in a really diverse school area, and the focus was No Kid Left Behind.
Yeah,
spent a lot of time trying to keep the kids that were behind up to par.
Yeah. Now, what famous person made that statement, No Kid Left Behind?
Was that one of the president's wife, wasn't it?
Clinton?
Was it? Or Bush, maybe? No.
Yeah.
No, it was back in the day. Right. So, maybe it was the first Bush, Barbara Bush. I don't know.
Yeah. So, what does your son do now that he's 26?
Well, he's special needs. So, you've probably seen him out at Myers. He's the CART person there. He's been there for several years. He works the CART then.
Very good. All right. Well, have a good day.
You do the same thing, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, it won't be long. Natalie, you'll be leaving for the nail person, or the nail place. Okay. So we talked about, there is a, but the guy putting the stuff on wears the mask, but you don't.
No, we don't.
Okay. That's kind of interesting. Of course,
yeah.
He smells a lot more than you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And fascinating. So but they charge so much, and then it's pretty well expected that you give them a little tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just like your local barber. I don't know what men's haircuts sell for now. I do my own. I have what's called a trim comb. They came out 40 or 50 years ago, and my son-in-law, Tim Ralston, was able to find me a couple in England and had them shipped over. Trim comb. And they do a mighty fine job to save a lot of money. Woo. Men's haircuts probably are over $10 by now, I would think.
Yeah.
And there again, a tip generally is appreciated.
Yes.
If not wanted, highly wanted. Okay. So you'll be leaving shortly, your mother.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and Natalie's still... Whoops. My, I can't keep my earphones on. But Natalie is still here, and Natalie is the sister of Brandon, and all of you are familiar that have been around here for years. Brandon has been on the air many times with me, and... Oh, here we go. Okay. Good morning. We're on the air.
Are you looking for the Chelsea for the name of the daughter in the White House?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know? Oh, yeah.
Chelsea's the only one that I can think
that's
of.
That's the one I'm looking for. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, what would you like for a prize?
I can't win anything yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you got the right answer, Chelsea.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. And Chelsea Clinton. Now, I guess she married, and she's got a child of her own, too. Chelsea, it was never the... Well, I don't know if she played a major role in anything or not, but you didn't ever see too much of Chelsea. I think her parents were too busy. Okay, 740-383-9944. And what else can I ask you today? There is a, let me see. Well, there is a street in Marion named after the wife of a president. Now, this is different. A street named after the wife of a president. Now, what would that be? And I've got Zumbezi Bay, and I've got Columbus Zoo tickets. Okay, what street in Marion is named after a former president's wife? You have any idea, Natalie?
No, I don't.
I wouldn't either, except I'm looking at it. Oh, my. And there's a street in Marion named after, you know, there's streets are named after. I wonder how some of these streets got their name. Oh, here we go. Whoops. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it Florence?
Oh, give that again. What was
Florence
it?
Harding?
Yeah, Florence. Yes. Okay, Florence Street.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Would you like a prize today?
No, hon. That's fine.
Okay, all right.
All
thanks.
Right, bye.
Okay. Yeah, Florence Street. Okay, how about another street? Oh, or here's a good question. And I grew up in school learning this one. I don't know why, but it stuck with me all these years. Name the man that invented the cotton gin. I don't know how or why we ever had to learn that, but the man who invented the cotton gin. And do you know his name? If you do, I'll give you a prize. 740-383-9944. Okay, so... Oh, and I forgot to mention, Natalie, your mom works where?
At the Marion Center. Marion, I can't say
Center it. Street.
Marion Center Street Health Center.
Yeah, right, right.
Yes.
Just down the street from us.
Yeah.
And she works long hours and then gets some extra time off. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. I have nurses, I know, in the hospitals all work 12-hour days. Boy, wouldn't that be tough.
Yeah.
But they only work so many days a week, too. They have a lot of time off.
Yeah.
But working 12 hours a day, oh, my goodness. Okay, we have a call. Good morning.
Good morning. Would that be Eli Whitney?
Eli? Let me see here. Yeah. Well, no, wait.
Would that be Eli?
Just a second. It wasn't, no.
Did I say his last name wrong?
Yeah, last name, it was Elias Howe.
Elias Howe.
Invented the cotton gin. Isn't it? Was it Elias Howe? I thought, unless I'm, well, anyhow, you win a prize. What would you like?
Do do you have any of the Zambezi Bay?
Yes, I just happen to have, yes.
Linda Adkins.
Okay, Linda. All right. I'll put your name down here.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day, Charlie.
You too. Okay. And, yeah, was it Elias? I thought it was Elias Howe. Am I mistaken? But anyhow. Okay, let me put her name down here. Okay. And don't forget you State Fair, your David Avery, Amy Brown, and April Avery all have tickets here to pick up if you want to go to entertainment. I think that's for tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Okay. Let me write this down here. Today, well, we've had, let me see how many winners. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 winners already today. Okay. Now, make sure I know where everything is here. Okay. Where was I? Oh, Natalie. Okay. And your mother works at the Center Street Health Center. And they do, well, quite a bit of business over there. There's a branch in Mount Gilead, too.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, and she works, what, 5 days a week or six?
Five,
okay. And she's getting off. She got some free time today. And she's going to pick you up and take you to the nail doctor. she gets off, what, about this time every day? Or
On Friday, yes.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, what else about school? Are there any many disciplinary things in school? Do kids really act up a lot in school?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, we hear so much about bullying. Is there any bullying that goes on in school?
I mean, like, it's not really at school. Like, most of it's, like, online bullying. But...
Oh, okay, online, yes. Yeah, okay. Because, and so many kids, most kids are online.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. And, but in school, what's a major disruption caused by students in school?
Not listening to what the teacher says.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Do they ever throw paper wads? No, probably not.
No.
That was years ago. Yeah. Okay. And any kids ever fall? I doubt if any kids fall asleep.
Yes.
Really?
I've fallen asleep before in class. That's because we were allowed to. It was during air testing, So I have an excuse.
Yeah. Okay. I just wondered, too, a lot of kids are up half the night on their smartphones and come to school rather sleepy.
Yes.
You think that can be a problem?
Yes.
Oh, I can imagine. Trying to concentrate on something and you're so sleepy you can hardly keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
So I wonder how teachers cope with that. You know, they can't come home with you to take your phone away.
No.
And yet that sounds to me like it could be a very major problem.
Yes.
Wow. And you don't have recess once you get in middle school, do you?
Nope.
Any time off at all for good behavior?
Well, we have our rewards trips.
Oh, okay.
Every quarter.
Oh. And where's one of those places you've gone to?
At the end of the year, we usually go to Lincoln Pool.
Oh, okay.
And Marion. We usually go to snow trails in the winter.
Oh, okay. Skiing, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Places like that.
That's good. A little bit of rewarding. Okay, so kids being rather sleepy in school looks like it's a fairly large problem then.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And... But now you're not allowed to, or are you allowed to have a smartphone in school?
In middle school, you're not allowed having your smartphone, like, with you.
Okay.
You can have it in your locker, but in high school it changes to where you can actually have it with you. You just can't have it, like, on.
You can't use it.
Yeah.
You can have it on your person, but you can't suddenly start using your...
Unless the teacher allows you.
Okay, and... if they allowed you to use it, everybody be on their phones. They wouldn't be doing their schoolwork.
But, yeah. Like, sometimes we were allowed to have our phones in class to listen to music while we were, like, doing work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds interesting, yeah. Music can be soothing. Is your mother?
No.
I wonder if she knows to come down the steps.
I don't know.
I hope so. Well, she's probably listening to us anyhow on her radio.
Probably.
On her car radio, yeah. Okay, so, sleepy kids. Wow. That's interesting, though. What other disciplinary or things that kids might do that's irritating?
Just annoyingness.
Okay. How about in the dress? Is there a dress code?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what are the major things in your dress code that you have to abide by? What's one of the items in your dress code?
For like. When it gets hot outside, your shorts can't be below your, like, hands. Well, like, above your hands. So, like, when you put your arms down, your shorts have to, like, go.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's how they gauge. Your shorts have to be below your hands.
Yes.
Okay. Because if not, by your derriere shows. Okay. Now, that's one part of the dress code. Is there any other...
For leggings, your t-shirt has, like, your shirt has to cover backside and stuff. And for jeans, you can't have any holes that are within, like, your arm's length.
Okay, yeah, now that sounds reasonable. What is it with holes that are so popular in jeans? I guess it's everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
It's like putting your cap on backwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, okay, holes in jeans, they have to be below any shirt you're wearing, or how is it?
Like your arms.
Your
like
arms.
Shorts.
Oh, okay, below your arms.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else in the dress code?
I know there is, I just can't remember.
Yeah, okay. Nothing concerning shoes?
Oh, we're not allowed wearing, like, wedges and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right, so... sneakers, common, ordinary sneakers, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about flip-flops?
We can wear sandals.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
Not in elementary, though.
I can only imagine what that sounds like, a whole bunch of kids going down the hallway, flip-flopping. Oh, boy. Okay, what about food at school? Is your food good?
Sometimes.
Can you carry your own?
Yeah, you can. Well, yeah, like you can pack your lunch.
Okay. You can pack your lunch. Or how much does a meal cost in middle school?
Around $2.50.
$2.50 a day?
Yeah, but you could also get like add-ons, like ice cream or chips or whatever you want.
At an extra price?
Yes.
Oh, boy. So that could be expensive when you add it all up by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
$2.50 a day plus extras? Yeah. That could be $3 to $3.50 altogether, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the quality of the food? I'm sure the cooks do a good job of it. What kind of food do they serve?
My favorite thing that they serve is the pizza calzones.
Pizza calzones. Now, what does that look like?
It's like a... Not quite like a triangle, but like the top is like... It's kind of like a crescent, but without like the... Dip in the other side.
All right.
I don't know what the shape is.
Pizza calzone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Okay, what else?
They serve, like, sandwiches, like...
Okay, what would be in the middle of the sandwich? What kind of meat?
Like hamburgers, chicken.
Oh, okay.
Breaded chicken.
All right.
Stuff
from
like
NBC
that.
News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and we're asking my granddaughter, Natalie, a little bit about school. Things that, if you're not involved, that you might know, but, you know, a lot of us go around saying, well, I hear this and I hear that, and now this is the actual you're hearing. Dress code, holes in your jeans must be below your extended arms, right?
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the summertime, your shorts must be how long?
Same with the jeans. Like same the holes in your jeans. Yes.
Like that. Okay. Below your hands.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else in a dress code is there?
The leggings. Your shirts have to cover your backside.
Okay. Does it make it very difficult when you go out shopping for school clothing?
Not really for me, because I just wear jeans most of the time.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's like the common uniform.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and you say one of the biggest discipline problems might be not paying attention, or what?
Like being annoying most of the time.
Okay. I think I hear my phone ringing. Is that my phone?
I don't know.
Who could it be?
I think it's my phone in my backpack.
Just a second.
Well, stop. Oh, now just a second here. Hello? Wait. Let me see. Oh, hello, caller. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I don't know who called, but it said that JFK's granddaughter, and it told what her overdose was all about. Well, now why would anybody call me for? Oh, good grief! Well, I'll put this back. That's the first anybody's called me. Wow. Okay. Now. Of course, you probably can't talk at all, probably all about it. But drugs don't seem to be a problem, or do they ever?
Some.
You can't probably get into and talk on that. Because.
I could get in trouble.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so. We learned a lot. Most of us didn't know any of these facts about kids, and you do not learn, even attempt to learn cursive?
I've never.
You've never? Okay. And you can tell a lot of kids when they go to, your mother is one of them, when she goes to write, it's hard to read.
Yes.
So they might as well print.
So is Brandon's.
Brandon, yes, yeah, right. Isn't it interesting? Oh, my goodness. And to keep, now here's the interesting thing, though. The keyboard that you use on anything is the same keyboard that's been around for over 100 years.
Yes.
Same, apparently whoever set that up knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so, and you go to school, you've got all these programs going on that you do, the cheerleading and everything else. Anything else you do in your spare time for fun?
I did dance last year.
Oh, that's right. And you were not just this was a sophisticated type of dance. What do you call it? Not ballroom dancing.
Ballet.
Ballet, yes. You just, have you had your, you did, you already had your
recital?
Recital?
Yeah.
Okay. And that gets to be kind of expensive, doesn't it?
Yes.
By the time you drive back and forth for rehearsals and then it costs so much to even attend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you got, well, you're tall and thin, and that makes for good ballet, I take it.
Yeah.
You couldn't be overweight and do ballet gracefully.
I mean, I don't know.
But now, Natalie, we're in an overeating or kind of an obese generation. Why are some of the younger kids so heavy?
I don't know.
Is it pizza?
I mean, I eat a lot of food all the time. My metabolism just...
Yeah, okay. Whatever you eat is eaten up or taken care of by your metabolism. But apparently some young people, and then it grows, you know, as you get older, we have so many heavyweight people today. And but yet you look at some of the advertising and some of the restaurants serve you so much food you can't eat it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to ask for a box to take it home. Now, if I owned a restaurant and everybody was asking for a box to take, I would say, I'm serving too much food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh boy. Okay. So, 7403-839-944, incidentally. I'll ask one more question, Natalie. We'll see if we can get an answer here. There is a, I haven't got it yet. A street in Marion named after a department store that used to be a department store that used to be in Marion. There is a street by that name. Okay. And, there's also a street named after a man that is, what is he? He's got a name. He wears, seems like a there's a guy on TV, the science guy. There's a street in Marion named after him. And his first name is Bill. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Are you talking about your street?
Your street? No.
Euler. Like Euler Department.
Oh, Euler's. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like for a prize today?
I can't win.
Oh, okay. All right,
okay.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, okay, the science guy, his first name is Bill, and there's a street in Marion named after his, has his last name. Now, what would that street, yes, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bill, yeah, okay. And he's still involved in the space program. Quite highly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had launched a curtain into space that supposedly uses the rays of the sun for propulsion, and that was an experiment on his part. And I don't know, I don't know what's become of that. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that Nye?
Bill Nye, the science guy. Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
and
would
I
you?
I don't want fries.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Bill Nye, the science guy. Okay.
Yep.
And what else do we have here we could ask? Rod Serling lived on Bain Avenue. Oldest day. Street in Marion, named after two cities in Massachusetts. Two cities in Massachusetts with the same name, and that city has something you recline upon and something you could drive in the name. I know that's probably too complicated to figure it out. And, I'll tell you, it's Bedford. There's Bedford and New Bedford in Massachusetts. And why do I know? I've been there. I think at least once. Okay. And there's a street in Marion named after something you take from a tree in the fall. Something you get from a tree in the fall. And that's not a leaf. Not Leaf Street. What would that be? Can you imagine, Natalie? Something that comes off of a tree in the fall?
I'm not sure.
Okay. There's a street by that name in Marion. I can't remember where the street is, but it's here. All right, it's 11:55 and a half right now, and it's a great day. The Irish Festival is going on this weekend, started today, and we have people that need to pick up their entertainment tickets. Dave Avery and Amy Brown and April Avery. They're probably not even going to go, but I don't know why it is. The State Fair wasn't very attractive as far as entertainment goes, or would have been swamped with free tickets. So that's the way it is. All right, 7403839944. Name something you would get off of a tree in the fall every year. A street in Marion with that name. What would that be? It's not Leaf Street. And what else comes off of a tree in the fall? Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello? Whoops. Okay, caller.
Is the thing that comes off the tree in the fall Buckeye?
Yes, a Buckeye Street, yes. Would you like a prize today?
Do you have any more Zambezi Bay tickets?
I sure do. Okay. And what is your name?
Larry Fitzwater.
Okay, Larry Fitzwater?
Yes, F-I-T-Z-W-A-T-E-R.
Right. Okay, all right, Larry. And we'll be open here till this afternoon for a while.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zambezi Bay. All right, let me get one out here and leave out here. Okay, all right. It's been a good day. Okay, Natalie, your mother must have been working over today.
She was just texting me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is she coming?
I don't know. She's probably still listening.
Oh, okay. Fine. And I just wish your brother was out listening in California and could have called.
He just texted me.
He did? Texted you?
Yeah. He said, I just woke up.
Oh, no. I'll be doggone.
I told him to call.
Yeah. I'm sure he remembers our number. Wow. That'd be nice. He works on some of those huge aircraft, and he said he has to go up a couple of flights of stairs to get to where his work zone.
Probably.
Yeah. And it just fits his pattern of life great. He was always mechanically minded, and he was a go-getter. He worked for Jet's Pizza all through school, and now Jet's Pizza is advertising on TV quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're just about to end the program today. And let's see, did I get everything answered today? Larry Fitzwaller. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 winners today. Good day. Okay. And so, Natalie, have a good day, and I hope you get your nails just done the way you like them.
Yeah.
And I see that Brandy is here. Brandy, you get your nails done?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I have to garden. There's no point in getting
Right. Yeah, as a gardener, no, you don't get your nails done. And we'll be talking with Brandy here shortly. And that's going to do it here for us today. So, Natalie, have a good day. I just wish your brother could have called.
Yeah.
But maybe one of those days he'll call during the week, and it'd be nice to talk to him and see what's going on in California. He bought a truck out there, and he said, boy, the restrictions, though, on things you buy and things you have to do are so much greater than here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just buy any part and put on. It has to be certified.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say, no. And that may sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. And there's still people I read. And Utah and I talked about this the other night, that write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here. And it's here. Face it, it's here. It's done. And what she said... And I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.
What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
Well, that's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people and enjoying. You've got to enjoy life. You know, why be here on this planet for a limited amount of time unless you can really enjoy? So we've got to focus on the things that are real and worthwhile. But I would say I should have spent more time with my family. Although now my son Mark is a documentary film producer in California. My daughter Carrie was on a show with me back in the early, about 10 years ago. But she has a couple of children. But I think probably I could have spent some more time. I was traveling a lot, but also the other thing is that I didn't catch on early enough that my mission was to be a spokesperson for the natural world and talk about what's in it for us by saving open space, wildlife, and wilderness.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Point.